Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
The last several months, the investigative committees of the House have been engaged in an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's efforts to solicit foreign interference in the 2020 elections. Efforts that compromised our national security and threatened the integrity of our elections. Throughout this inquiry, he has attempted to conceal the evidence from Congress and from the American people. Our president holds the ultimate public trust. When he betrays that trust and puts himself before country, he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security. The framers of the Constitution prescribed a clear remedy for presidents who so violate their oath of office. That is the power of impeachment. Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. The first article is for abuse of power. It is an impeachable offense for the President to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest. That is exactly what President Trump did when he solicited and pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 presidential election, thus damaging our national security, undermining the integrity of the next election, and violating his oath to the American people. These actions, moreover, are consistent with President Trump's previous invitations of foreign interference in our 2016 presidential election. And when he was caught, when the House investigated and opened an impeachment inquiry, President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry. This gives rise to the second article of impeachment for obstruction of Congress. Here, too, we see a familiar pattern in President Trump's misconduct. A president who declares himself above accountability, above the American people, and above Congress's power of impeachment, which is meant to protect against threats to our democratic institutions, is a president who sees himself as above the law. We must be clear, no one, not even the president, is above the law. I want to recognize the great contributions of the investigative chairs, particularly Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel, Committee on Oversight and Reform's former chairman, the late Elijah Cummings, and its new chairwoman, Carolyn Maloney, Financial Services Chairwoman Maxine Waters, and Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, who helped lay the foundation for the articles we are introducing today.
Well, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it, everybody? How do you feel about it? Oh, so good. I told you we would get here. So they introduced two articles of impeachment, and it's kind of, I mean, they kept it very narrow because when it comes to impeaching Donald Trump, once you get started, it's hard to stop. I mean, there's so much. There is a New York Magazine article that has 82 different things, 82 different impeachable offenses that Donald Trump has committed. And I, you know, love that article. I keep that article. I refer to that article. I take solace in that article, but they just kept it very, very narrow, and they kept it down to two: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Okay, they are both that's my email. They are both related to the bribery / extortion / quid pro quo of the Ukraine affair. Okay. But really, everything that Donald Trump touches dies. Every single thing he does, he has to do illegally. The idea that he could fire anybody he wants, everybody gets. but he chooses to defame people. He chooses to smear people. He chooses to lie about people. He chooses to deprive them of a hard-earned career of 33 years in the case of Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, the FBI director, James Comey. I think Christopher Wray is about to do for the door. I really do, because Christopher Wray is not playing along with the home game. Christopher Wray was interviewed last night about the Inspector General's report regarding the opening of Crossfire Hurricane. That was the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into Russian meddling, Russian hacking. Meddling is such a stupid word. They hacked. They engaged in cyber warfare, and the spoils of that war were taken gleefully, welcomed, and expected by Donald Trump for the 2016 election. And for all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.